What do you know about Phil Mabuse? And the song is Shikisha. Playing you some of that old school music. We love it, we embrace it. Welcome everyone. It's a Tempo Sound Show, the culture. Broadcasting on WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh. Also on my walking radio station. And Asha Radio Prime in Toronto, Canada. Let's keep jamming. Listen, I hope our brothers and sisters in Texas are doing okay. They have been going through a tough time without electricity, without water. Some tough winter conditions here. Typical doesn't happen in Texas. We know Texans are really tough, but winter is no joke. Folks in the East Coast are so used to winter. Our brothers and sisters in Texas, sometimes this is new to them. Hang tight, let us know what we can do for you. Let us know if you're okay, right? 412-499-5000.
Feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Morning news update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name's Mark Zabar. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen the likes
on the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot.
from their self-titled fourth album, which came out back in 1989. That's Lovin' Rockets with Soul Alive here on the Viva Lamach radio program. David Jay, bass player for Lovin' Rockets, original member of Bauhaus, celebrating birthday number 64 tomorrow, so I figured I would throw that out there for you to kind of wrap up the first set of music that hopefully gets you off on the right foot for this little thing we call the Viva Lamach radio program. Before the Lovin' Rockets, Doctor and the Medics in there with their version of Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky. Also played some Talking Heads, because sometimes I just feel that we're all on that road to nowhere. Speaking of nowhere, Lou Reed started off the entire set from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mach, because I'm nowhere, but I'm everywhere. Right? I'm not going to go meta on you, but I'm in your phone right now. Maybe I'm on your car stereo, your home stereo, your laptop. Because it's a show called Viva La Mach. And I am the Mochster. My name is Paul. Lou Reed likes to call me Mach. You can call me Mach. That's how it works. For the next almost 4 hours, 3 hours and 44 minutes, I'm going to spin some tunes for you. Tell you things about the tunes I spin, and hopefully you enjoy it. If you have a suggestion for a song you'd like to have me include on a future show, so that I'm literally spinning tunes for you because it's a song or a, you know, something you want to hear, send me an email. Email address is wrcrequest@gmail.com. Mention how David Jay's birthday is tomorrow, so we're just getting a jump start on it. You know what else happened tomorrow? Well, I don't know, because tomorrow hasn't happened, but you want to know what happened on that date. So historically, let's go back. You want to know what historically happened back in 1983. It's a long time ago. This little rock and roll outfit went out to the Mojave Desert and played a concert. Said concert has been noted as probably the precursor to what we now know as Burning Man. That little rock and roll outfit. The Minutemen.
Stranded on my own. Stranded. strange, but everybody does it the same. But some of that is better reflection. I'm lost, babe, I've got no direction, and I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Alright. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Come on! Does the man run at you? Made the man thing I can't do. You lost your mind stuck in a world. Your honey's such a stupid girl. Now I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Come on. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. All right. Living in a world insane. They cut us and heart us and brain. The bell never love well done. Your baby don't know how it hurts to be stranded on your own. Stranded, far from home. Alright. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta feel me alone. Come on. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Gotta leave me alone, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded.
from his So Alone album, which came out back in, I believe it was 1978 for that one. Johnny Thunders here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, a couple interesting points I want to make about not only that song, that album. So that was the first Johnny Thunders album without the Heartbreakers, without the Dolls. So truly his first solo album. And that was what was called a diss track. So it was a response. You know, artists don't seem to be doing this much these days. But that was a response to the fact that the Sex Pistols on Nevermind the Bollocks had the song I played right before that, New York, which was a dissing on the New York Dolls. So Johnny Thunders was like, well, guess what? I'm going to throw a track that disses on you, Sex Pistols. And what's amazing about this So Alone album, he had members of the Sex Pistols play on the album. Yeah, Steve Jones and Paul Cook actually played on the album. Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy's on that album. Chrissy Hynde, Steve Marriott. So talk about an all-star cast that he got to sit in with him for that first solo album. As I mentioned, Sex Pistols with New York before the Johnny Thunders. Played the Saints last week. If you're listening to the program and you heard me do my Midnight Oil mock, and then afterwards I played some more underground-ish artists from the Australia area. How about that? The area of Australia. Saints, another great band out of Australia from the late 1970s. As I mentioned, I'm Stranded. And then the Minutemen. The Minutemen from the Double Nickels on the Dime album. Because this ain't no picnic. Truly it isn't. It's the Viva La Mock show. No one said there's catering, food service, craft services. I don't even know what you call it. Sometimes I just called it lunch. Hey, speaking of, whenever I play the Saints, I've got to let you know about another great program. Now, if you're listening to my encore show on Tuesday, hopefully you just got done listening to it, because I'm talking about A Minute Pause, which is almost an insignificant amount of time rather than a minute pause, which is 60 seconds of space. So I need you to get it straight. A Minute Pause happens from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. each and every Tuesday with your host, Sean Watson. And he plays the Saints a lot. And that's okay, because I enjoy listening. We got about a half hour left before we get to the top of the hour, which means we're only a half hour into this program called Viva La Mock. I appreciate you finding me, tuning in, setting your Friday night or Tuesday afternoon clock to this program. Would you believe on this day, 45 years ago, 45 years ago on this date, the Ramones released their debut album. Would you believe that? I don't, but it's true. The second single from that album.
Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Do you love me, babe? What do you say? You love me, babe. What can I say? Because I wanna be your boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Ooh.
I'm gonna was wrong. But I soon gave you all of my dreams and my rights before long. Yeah, I dreamt I was.
Title track from their 2020 release, How Old That Is. My Little Brother, believe it or not. It's actually might know. Actually, that's the name of the band. My Little Brother here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, they hail from Cumbria, England. And before that, from the Wiltshire area of England was Jesus Jones from their second album, Doubt. Came out 30 years ago. That was the big single right here. Right now, I went there because I'm thinking, who else is playing that right now? Like, what other radio station is playing it so I, the Mockster, feel it's been 30 years. I can play that. Plus, Jen, or as his mother calls him, Simon Matthews, turning 57 today. So I figured I'd play some Jesus Jones for you. Speaking of Jesus, how about Jesus Mary Chain? Even further north up in Glasgow is where they originate, the Reed Brothers. Them doing Prince's Alphabet Street, because the original single by Prince was released on this day back in 1988. So that'd be, what, 33 years ago now. And speaking of this date, that's what I started off the entire set was 45. 45 years ago today, the Ramones' first album was released, so I decided to play the second single, which didn't do much stateside. I Want to Be Your Boyfriend, starting off that entire set. I do want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joined you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Now, they don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAC. That's 412-362-7725 or spackbrothers.com. That is spakbrothers.com. Speaking of brothers, Barry Fratelli, part of the Fratellis, celebrating a birthday today. The big 4-2.
I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was born, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Could I just have kept the last of my clothes on? Oh yeah.
call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be a regular bell, and I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
the second single from their second album from 1980's Wild Planet. That's the B-52s here wrapping up that set of music with Give Me Back My Man. Before the B-52s, a band out of Portugal called Silence 4 with their song My Friends. Now, if you have not heard me tell this story, you have not heard me play this song on my show, because I think I tell this story every time I play this song. But I first discovered the band and this song while I was actually in Portugal. This was 2010, I can tell you that much. I was in the back seat of a cab, and the cabbie had the radio on, and that song came on the radio. And I was like, wow, this song is really catchy, and I really dig this song, but I don't know who it is, and I don't speak Portuguese, so I can't ask him who it is, and this is 2010. I don't know how to figure out this information. So eventually, back stateside, I do a bazillion different internet searches with clips of the lyrics that I remembered and just descriptions of the band, and I finally figured out it was this band, Silence 4, that had an album back in 1998 called Silence Becomes It, and that's where that song came from. And that song always gave me just a hint of, like, the B-52s, so that's why I played you some B-52s right after it. Before the Silence 4, from Leeds, England, the band Cud. Now, that was the song I woke up to earlier this week, stuck in my head. Little bits of the lyrics and mostly the melody, the rhythm. So I was having a hard time remembering who it was. And then, like, a few days later, had one of those epiphanies where I just was like, Cud, Aquarius album, first track. And so what I did, I played it for you so that you could maybe get it stuck in your head this week, this weekend, next week, at some point in the future. Then the Fratellis, they're Scottish. They're from Glasgow. Started the entire set with Chelsea Dagger from the, I don't even know what it's from. So I shouldn't tell you that, but I was going to tell you Barry Fratelli of the Fratellis, 42 years old today. So happy birthday, Barry. You know, it's just now hitting the top of the hour, so that means I should remind you that you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. I also want to remind you, if you're a dad, it is time to dance. That's why I played all those dancing songs. And I don't care if you're doing the Cabbage Patch or that Running Man thing, or maybe a little jitterbug, maybe you got some breakdancing skills in you, or something more contemporary, like, are you a flosser? Can you floss? Most dads can't floss. I'm looking at you, Rich. Can't floss, trust me. But in fact, I don't really care. And I don't really care if you're not very good, because all I care about is that you take a moment to dance with your kids. You know why? Because dancing with your kids is just a great way to bond with them. If you go to fatherhood.gov, you can learn more. This is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and one of the third worst dancers you'll ever hear on the radio. Me, the Mockster. Hey, speaking of bad dancers on the radio, have you checked out Courts in Session on Thursday nights with the your rockin' attorney? Doesn't say dancing attorney, rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Because he has on Thursday nights 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But what he does is he focuses on new music by classic artists. That's the twist, and that's the noise of the twist. That's the twist. And it's right here on WRCT on Thursdays. And if we could be so blessed, he has an encore presentation of that exact same show Fridays, the next day, at 1. 1 o'clock is when I'm pretty sure it starts. Friday afternoons, just tune in, you'll hear it. But speaking of my rockin' attorney, he reached out to me a little earlier today and said, hey, Mockster, I have a wonderful opportunity. As you know, I'm really good friends with a lot of famous musicians. And I was like, yeah, I know. He said, one of those, which is Al Harlow, who was in the band Prism, who's still in the band Prism. They're a Canadian band. They're big in Canada. Let's just put it that way. But no, they're I've played them on my show. They've been around forever. Well, they're doing a concert tomorrow. So by tomorrow, I mean Saturday. If this is my encore show on Tuesday you're listening to, just pretend, just go do something else for about 3 minutes. Because I want to tell you that my rockin' attorney says, I can get one of your listeners a free code for the streaming of that concert on Saturday. So the show starts at 6 p.m., which means that's 3 p.m. our time, because up in Canada, they're on the metric system. And the show's in Vancouver. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to make you work for this one just a little bit, because a couple weeks ago, Tom won a free pass to see Albert Bouchard perform live, do some Bluish Occult stuff. But this time, I'm going to make you work for it. So in the very near future, I'm going to play an Al Harlow song. All I need you to do is email me. Just email me the name of the song. So what is the name of the song, the Al Harlow song I played in that set of music? And one of my lucky entrants will win this code so they can watch it. They can invite all their friends and make it just a giant party if they want. How about that? That's what we're going to do. Hey, you know, let's move back into music, because I've just been rambling for like 15 minutes now. And you know, it was on this day, and again, I think it was 45 years ago, that the Rolling Stones released their Black and Blue album. So I was like, oh yeah, I should play nothing off that album, because I didn't really care for that album. Sorry. But the good news is, 5 years before that, on the very same day, they released